Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we're having another program, and today is Wednesday, and it's the July is the month, and it's the 4th, so it's the 4th of July today. So, we'll see if Carrie's out there. Anything new with you on the 4th, Carrie?
No, nothing particularly new with me. No, hi, and welcome, everybody. So, we're on Station 1 tonight. I actually was working this morning. So it was a normal day for me. Had the afternoon off, though. So let's see. I'm just looking at the FOS chat, and we have a couple of reminders here of the intensives coming up. So I'll just read those dates out before we get going on anything else. So that's the July intensives that Ron has every month. And Saturday the 14th is the four-hour ascension call, and then the 15th, 22nd, and 29th, the three consecutive following Sundays, will be the 8 hours, the 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific calls that Ron does. If anybody out there doesn't know what they are, we can go into that a little bit. Otherwise, I'm going to assume that most of you know what those are, unless you want to say anything, Ron. I know we talk about them a lot, and I don't know if we have any new listeners tonight or not. All the names I see are familiar on the FOS chat so far.
The eight-hour calls are to get rid of the alien life forms that live inside your body and around you, and they take away your life force energy and cause you harm. So that's what we do on the eight-hour calls. And that's the three last Sundays of the month. And then the Saturday Ascension call, which is a four-hour conference line call, is on the 14th. So this is what we do every month, 28 hours of healing, and you can have either beyond it or absentee. And it gets rid of these life forms. We could do some samples if anybody wants to type a couple in of the alien critters on the fast chat there. We'll just see what we can do with that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we are going to have the enlistment tonight that somebody had asked for a few shows ago, and Ron's going to do that at about 40 minutes after the hour, so in a little over half an hour. And so if you're interested in enlisting, this will be your opportunity. If you have anybody else that you've told about this who perhaps isn't listening to the show, that'll give you half an hour to give them a jingle and see if they want to turn on the computer and take part in this. And let me see. I was just going to read Emily's comments out. Ron, she was on the conference call tonight, and she's saying the light infusion helped her so much, and she's thanking you for that. So that was one of Ron's almost daily calls during the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Friday. Ron has his conference calls in the evenings, and today was the water charging and lightship healing call. Let's have a look. What was the other thing I was going to read? Oh, yeah, Heal is asking about a birthday party for America. I don't know if you want to go to the lightship or not tonight, Ron. I know we don't usually do that on a Wednesday.
No, probably not.
Okay. All right. So, Heal was also asking about bringing in the Founding Fathers. Oh, a new name, Donald. Donald is asking, what healings help us to be more productive in life? So it is Wednesday, so it's our self-empowerment night. So that kind of fits with a little bit with the theme tonight.
Yeah, the self-empowerment clearing could do that. Psychic billboard could. And there's a lot of ways to go on that one. What else do you think there, Carrie?
Well, I'm thinking about, you know, in what way would a person want to be productive? There's so many different ways. And then I was thinking about creativity and being creative as being a form of that. And there is the creativity clearing that you put up relatively recently, a few months back, which is a whole life clearing and has the usual custom box that you can use to specifically hone in on what areas of your life you'd like to be more creative. So that could be of use for being more productive. But maybe, Donald, if you want to type in what area of your life you'd like to be more productive in, then we can have a little brainstorming and people could maybe make some suggestions also. So Heal is asking for a sample healing for a sunburn, Ron.
Ah, here we go. Oh, let's, in fact, do that. Everybody get some skin misting water. And get a glass of some skin misting water. So here we go. Get a glass of water. We'll wait a couple of minutes here, then we'll do that. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. all right. So let me, my fast chat just went down. I'm just getting it back. Here we go. I'm sorry. Okay. So I'm scanning for questions here. Okay. Phone access line not working. Please tell BBS. Okay. So I guess this, if you guys are listening over at BBS, somebody's having trouble listening over the phone line. And that reminds me, we are taking callers tonight. So those of you who can hear, if you would like to call in, we're on Station 1, Wednesday, Station 1 tonight. So the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And if that doesn't work for you, area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. 5011. Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, we got her fixed. I appreciate it. Thank
oh,
you.
Okay, great.
No,
all right.
It was my July 4th
Okay. All right, so the line should be working. That's great. Thank you. Okay, so let's have a look. Shelly's asking, can we do an enlistment today? So in case you didn't hear, Shelly, we're going to do that about 40 after the hour. So that is going to happen today. Kip is asking, Ron, how do we get rid of alien interference?
Alien attack page is a good one. And then we have those pre-clearings that could help that. So, boy. Hard to say which one would be good. You know, we do the 8-hour calls because if you have them living inside of you, then that's about the most interference you're ever going to want to have. So you want to get rid of those suckers. So that's one way. Anybody type in any of the alien life forms that they want to work with yet? Or maybe a location in their body?
Okay.
Got to do skin mist
right.
and water, so we'll just see what.
Oh, that's right, yes. Let's do that.
Oh, think they all have their water?
I do.
Hey, here we go, everybody. Oh, hold your glass of water in your hand. This is for skin problems, and naturally it could be, you know, sunburn stuff. So here we go. Bring in the manatees to help you. Here they come. This would be a switch here. Normally bring in the swans. The manatees are coming. So one, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just hold your water container here, and you should start to feel the energy kind of vibrating in your hands a little bit. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that feels pretty good to me. Okay, everybody. So, or your skin misting water, you can put it on your skin, just splash it on. And side of skin misting container. Back to you, Carrie. I think we got a beat, maybe.
Yes, I think we do. Do we have somebody on the line? Hi, any? Do we have a caller?
We did, but they're not speaking.
Okay. Okay, so I guess we couldn't hear you, so if you'd like to call back, that would be great. I'm seeing on the fast chat, Larry says, lost Carrie here vibration, so I don't know whether I'm back or not, but hopefully so. So Ron, Pete from Australia is in on the fast chat again. We haven't had Pete on the fast chat in a while, so welcome back. And he's asking for a clearing. He says he's having a psychic attack on his right eye.
Okay, here we go. So one, get rid of this stuff here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Or critters being released. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you, Carrie. We'll see if that is for everybody. We can check on the skin misting water.
Okay. I'm pretty sure we got our beeper back. Do we have a caller?
Yeah. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Larry.
So, yes, hi, Ron. I had a question, and I had an observation and a request for a healing here. And what I see is that the aliens, they seem to be fighting their whole lifetime just for one thing, and that one thing seems to be their greatness. And they fight 24/7 for their greatness. And then after a while, it seems that they develop a nervous exhaustion from fighting for this thing all their time, for power and greatness. They develop nervous exhaustion. And I was wondering if they may have to go through a portal to a remoteness dimension to release their stress that they get from doing this thing.
Wow, that's a good one. Boy, I don't know. We can take away the stress that they maybe gave us. Let's try that on a clearing here. If they left of any stress inside of us, let's release that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, see if that helps you. Larry, see if you can feel any changes
all gone
here.
It seems to be all gone, the stress, and that does help. And then I had on Monday night, it's a healing. Ron was absentee, but we felt a lot of healing come through. And what I saw in a relative was that the energies are trying to cord me for a whole hour. And for a whole hour, I took the cordings off and corded the sun for a whole hour. Every 10 seconds, they tried to cord me to get energy from me for their dinner. And I corded the sun. And then they couldn't get the feeding off of me. They were upset. So after an hour, they were starving. And what I saw come out of this individual, a relative, was an octopus and a reptilian, and they were very dark looking, and reptilian had a tail, looked like the size of a human, and spikes, and then the octopus was very dark and a lot of legs, how they look and everything, and they came out of this individual, and it was sort of nice to have that release off this individual. And then I wonder if we can get a clearing for this too.
Okay, so here we go. We're looking alien. So let's get this thing off of us in case we have any energies attached by it or some of its races here. Here we go. So one, they're friends. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Heavy. One, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Here, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Larry, how is that for you?
Thank you very much. Oh, that sounds great, wonderful. It just feels releasing and relaxation. Oh, very peaceful.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Larry. Okay, well, we have a few comments, Ron. You cleared the eye stuff for Pete, and he is saying it's much better. Astounding, Ron. Thanks, he says. And let's see, Martha felt some release going on in her eyes and throat, and Ted says, very good. And Janice is also asking for an eye thing, a little bit different. Looks like she's got green stuff draining from her eyes, and she's asking for a clearing for that. That sounds like an infection.
Okay, so let's do that here. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, getting heavy, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Let's do some oxygen infusion into the eyes here, okay?
Mm.
Here we go. Oxygen infusion. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, yeah, two, three, four, five, oh man, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy. Okay, back to you, Carrie. That helps.
Yeah, you know, I don't have an eye infection right now, but I was feeling that, so I think it must be triggering in us old eye infections, you know, clearing out energy from old eye infections, conjunctivitis and stuff like that is what, I think you guys call it pink eye here. We call it conjunctivitis in England, which I know I had when I was a kid. Yeah, because I had a good old yawn there, and my eyes are watering now, and I'm a bit sniffy. So, let's have a look. Yeah, quite a few comments about the eyes. People are feeling that. Ron, you asked a little bit ago, and before we get too many pages posted on the fast chat, you were asking people to write in what alien critters they would like taken away. You were doing a sample a while ago, and there are several requests. I don't know if you just want to pick one or two. We've got snakes, octopus, jellyfish, scarabs, and orbs were written in by different people.
Well, let's do orbs. Do the last one here first, and we'll see what happens. Orb energies. Go. One. Oh, boy. Two.
Uh-oh.
Three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Joke. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. We should call this the Ron Amatron Counting and Yawning Show.
Yeah.
Oh. Liz is wondering how long the skin misting water will last.
Today and tomorrow.
Okay.
You have to put it in the refrigerator.
Okay, but don't freeze it. Don't put it in the freezer. And then thaw it. No. And Matthew was having some muscle twisting on one of the clearings. I think it was the first clearing that you did for Larry, well, for all of us, but from Larry's request. And so Matthew's wondering why he was getting muscle twitching.
Well, I'd say it's probably an alien critter moving around inside.
Yeah, delightful visual.
Yep, so that's what you probably had. Boy.
Yeah, one of the wiggly varieties.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's do an octopus energy here. But it feels
okay.
Right. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. They're kind of leaving. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, boy, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Here we go. Buddy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Well, it looks like we have a lot of people on these 8-hour calls coming up here. A lot of energy there. So.
Oh, dear.
Everybody, how do you feel? After you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, several comments just in general about the, let's see, Robert is getting dizzy from the orb release that you did, and Brian is wondering if the orbs are connected to his mind somehow. I guess he's sensing that they are. And Donald is asking, what are orbs? So maybe we better do a quick recap of what the orbs are, Ron.
Well, they're just the energies that seem to come from the jellyfish that sits on top of your head. Oh, that's another kind of a weird thing to the first-time listener, but that's kind of what's there. And the orbs are their little communication scouts that somehow attach to your body at different locations. There they can give you the mind control programming transmissions and also tell the jellyfish what's up. You. So it's all alien stuff, and this is what the orbs are. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And I was just going to mention that these clearings, for those of you who are newer or new, there are many of them on Ron's website, which is Creation Light, L-I-G-H-T, Light Ship, S-H-I-P, creationlightship.com. There is a whole life orb clearing. And actually, I think, Ron, you dropped the price on that to $50, even though it's a whole life, I think. I know you did something like that with the orb clearing a few months ago, and there are a bunch of different colored orbs, and then there's a custom box if you are a seer and can see that you have orbs in you of another color. When Ron first discovered these and did some samples on the show, I know that the blue was really heavy for everybody. Some colors seem to affect some people more than other colors. But if you are feeling this, like Robert, you're saying it's making you dizzy, and Brian, you're sensing that it's connected to your mind, you can go on the online clearings and do that. And then for the other energies that Ron's been releasing, the best way to start getting rid of these is the 8-hour intensives that we were mentioning at the top of the show. And if you want to have another tool, there is the Alien Attack page on the website that you can buy. Excuse me. I think that one, is it 50 or 30 for a month, Ron? I'm blanking out on how much that one is.
I'm not sure either. So
yeah, it's a pretty inexpensive. The intensives, if you want to do those, are $200 for the month, and you are on the light ship in quarantine for the entire month, not just the 8 hours when Ron does the conference calls. And if you want to be on those, but you're not able to be on the phone for 8 hours, which is a long slog, as Ron knows, to be on the phone doing this for 8 hours, you can be absentee and you can come and go. So there are a lot of ways of working that out. And you can sign up for those through Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Okay, so there was one other thing I wanted to bring up. Let's see, what time is it? We've got the enlistment coming up in not too many minutes, so we'll talk briefly about that before we get there so that any of you who are unfamiliar with that know what that's about. But Liz was mentioning a lot of strange clouds in her area, and Kip's question about how to get alien interference out of our lives. Joel was mentioning the gray skies clearing, which, Liz, hopefully you've got that up for your weird clouds today. And I wanted to just add to that that there is the Earth Protection Timeline crash that's a free clearing on Ron's website on the homepage there over on the left under sample healings. And that will help with alien interference for the whole planet and all of us on it. So that's another really, really effective way to start dealing with this situation. Excuse me. So, don't know if my clock's right, Ron. I have almost 35. So, do you want to talk just briefly about the enlistment process and what that is for anybody that's new listening, in case they would like to take part?
Yeah. So, what it is, if you wish to enlist, you just say yes on the call here. And you probably have a orientation process that could be about a week in length, and then you're a free choice to decide what you want to do. And the bottom line is that you're going out to fight aliens. So it's up to you what you are choosing to do and when. Enlist, get out whenever you choose to, just by mentioning that. And you may not even understand what you're doing out there, but you might have a great sense of accomplishment. Most people have that when they enlist. So you're actually going to be fighting aliens in your on a parallel timeline that's adjacent to ours. That's kind of the way you have to look at it, because you're not going to be seeing them here. The reason why you're fighting them on another timeline, which is very good. If they came in here, then we would not be talking on this radio program. We would not exist. Nobody here on the planet would probably be able to survive an alien attack. If they're out there in the adjacent timelines, aliens are trying to take over the planet through this process. So that's kind of what it is. If they weren't here, we would not be on this program. So would anybody else? Somewhere else in the Beyondo. We'll get into any of that. But back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And people are reporting pretty positive effects, those who have signed up. So maybe, I don't know if there's anybody out there who would like to call in real quick and just give a little testimonial before we do this for anybody that is new. You could do that if you'd like. And Ron, I know you've had a lot of great reports from many people at this point, right?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And it seems to... sorry, go ahead.
That'd be great. Yeah, if anybody can call in, that way you're going to get it an unbiased counting of what they're doing and how they feel. That'd be wonderful.
So the numbers, if anybody would like to do that today, are the 888-627-6008 or area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. Excuse me. Okay, so let me see if we have any other questions before we do this. I know Israel was asking, it's probably we won't have time to do it on today's show because it takes a little while, but he was asking when you might next be bringing in the 12 source energies. So perhaps we can try and do that later in the week.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to play it by ear here.
Yeah. It does take a while to do.
Just request it next time. We'll see what can happen.
All right, and then Cindy is noting the fireworks tonight and wanting a clearing for the booming sound of the fireworks.
Yeah, we could try that, sure. Okay, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
So is that something we should timeline crash, or what should we do with that whole firework thing? I think you did something on the show the other day that... that I didn't hear, I think.
I don't know. The timeline crash might be, you know, a good thing to do for that. That's what I'd probably suggest doing.
Okay. Excuse me. All right. I am just trying to scroll forward here. So it doesn't look like we're getting a caller, unless you want to wait a little longer. It's 20 of. I'm just scanning the fast chat to see if we got any comments about it. Sorry, I'm just trying to load the page here. No, I don't see anything yet. Okay. We just had a request from Shannon. A clearing for the full moon. Not sure if that's tonight. I don't know.
Okay, we'll see what happens here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh boy, 9 and 10. Okay. So, just back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, Hal is saying, enlist to fight aliens. Are you serious? Unfortunately so, Hal. And we have a beep. Who's on the line?
Dolores.
I'm sorry?
Dolores.
Oh, hi, Dolores.
Hi. I've been trying to write in the message, but it keeps deleting me, so I thought I would call.
Okay, great.
I've done it 5 or 6 times, and it keeps deleting.
Yeah, I have that same problem. I can never type in myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe there's aliens keeping me from doing it.
Could well be. Yeah. Did you have a question for Ron or a testimonial about being enlisted?
Well, I went through his program last month, the 3-day program.
Oh, great. Sundays?
The conference is what I did. My request tonight is gum tissue, infection, and recession.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do here. Here we go. Working with our gums. And here we go, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll get rid of some alien critters there. They happen to be in our gums. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll see how that helps you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dolores. Okay, everybody. Let's do our enlistment if you choose to. We'll bring in the Founding Fathers soldiers here into your room. They'll be invisible. You won't be able to see them, but they will show up. And you can request if you wish to fight aliens. They feel the energy in your room change. So we'll first bring them in so you can actually feel what your energy is like. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. They're here now. And just kind of see what you think of this here. They're normally pretty peaceful. You may make you feel kind of comfortable now, more so than you did before. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. Let's bring in some of the other. These are the U.S. forces here, the time-traveling soldiers from the Founding Fathers. So we're going to bring in, we'll bring in the Russians. That'd feel really nice. So here comes the Russian soldiers for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. And you can request now if you wish to enlist, and then you can switch into other countries, soldiers, after about a week if you wish. So here we go. Just say you want to enlist, and you'll be doing that, and you don't know about it here. Remember, you're going to be bi-located, and you may feel wonderful. So just say yes if you wish to, and that's it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. All right. So let's have a look. I'm just scrolling back a few pages here, and I see I missed a request from Larry for a clearing for red orbs.
Oh, the red ones. Here we go. Let's get rid of the red ones. So one, two. Oh, boy, Larry. Oh, man. One, two, three, four. Oh, man, these are bad news. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So, back to you, Carrie. Hopefully everybody's doing well.
Yes, hopefully so. Okay. Excuse me. My fast chat's slow tonight. I'm sorry. I'm having to click and click and click. Big yawn from Cindy on the red orbs. Mean buggers, says Tom. Okay. Kevin's saying, I'm enlisted in 7 armies. Very powerful. And Stephanie says she's really relaxed. Holly says this is fantastic. This is all during the enlistment, Ron, when you brought the soldiers in. You know what I'm just thinking also is all the pets that are either out and about or in houses that are frightened from the sounds. They get usually pretty freaked out by fireworks. So I'm thinking, Ron, how about a fear clearing for the pets that are scared from these bangs and noises from fireworks?
Yeah, that sounds good. Here we go. Noises. And smells. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh, boy, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So, how are we doing with time, Carrie? We've got about 5 minutes, it's like, here.
Yeah, we have that's what I've got. We've got Kevin and Matthew both have, each have a question relating to the enlistment. Kevin's asking, can we ask the soldiers for protection if we are in a firework zone?
Well, you're already basically protected. So I don't think I'd worry about that too much because the life ship can put you back together again if you get integrated. So so you probably won't feel much here. Some people actually have seen some of the battles and feel really good about getting even with them. But basically, you're probably going to be okay. There shouldn't be any problems that I know of that would be reoccurring for you. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, and Matthew is asking, I think, if his body has a protective force field around it from the soldiers. I think that's what he means.
Well, some people do have that around them, but right now I don't know.
Most so how about, sorry, go on.
In a ship you have a force field, but the body may not have it.
Okay, and I know you've said that for people who have enlisted, their body on this timeline is a little more taken care of, I think, in some way. Is that correct? I know you've said people have experienced physical healings as a result of being enlisted and so forth. Do you want to talk just briefly a little bit about that? We've got a minute or two left here.
People have commented about feeling better, things like that, so... That is a plus with that. I almost need people to call in. Maybe they could do it on the next BBS program, and or maybe just send an email, ask questions at Yahoo, to indicate what you felt during the process. That'd be great.
Yeah, so and the next show is on Friday here on BBSRadio.com, Station 2. We're on Station 1 right now, so Station 2 for Friday and Saturday. Same time, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern for an hour. Let me see. I don't see any other questions. Let's have a look. I'm scanning real quick. So I hope I haven't missed anybody's questions. You can type them in real quick if you want to. I think we can probably get to one more. Let me just refresh again. Oh, Shelley's asking for a sinus clearing for her sinuses.
Okay. Let's do part of that free oxygen one that we have on the website, aiding oxygen. So
yeah.
I'll do that. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, so it looks like our show is coming to a close here. Everybody, thank you for coming on. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for all the clearings, and thanks to all of you who have enlisted. maybe we can get some reports from any of the new enlistees in the next few days. That would be wonderful. See if you sense anything different going on. You may have perhaps some dreams. I guess that might be some form of bleed through, or you may not have anything and perhaps just feel a little better in your daily life knowing that you're doing something to help. What's going on with this planet. So I think that's it from me. So thanks a lot, Ron, for all the clearings and all of you for your questions. And we'll be back on Friday evening, Station 2.
Sounds good. So see you later, everybody.
Night-night.
Night.